Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the added interview with Mrs. Florence Hoy at her home in Culver City. And this will be known as Florence Hoy, Tape 4. The interview was conducted on August 30th, 1982, by Sue Ellen Cheng and Munson Kwok.
This is, I think it's a Chamber of Commerce too.
Oh, is that Chamber of Commerce? Very, very early though.
Do you have a piece of paper? Are you
going
to do
this one here? You have paper? Yeah. There? Do you know you
were in the picture? I don't think so.
Do you attend a lot of these social functions, like big gatherings?
Yeah, when my husband was living that time.
Uh-huh. Well, we last saw you at the CACA, I think, the 7th, December.
December, yes.
The Christmas party.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. So, but in the early days, you would go to these big functions like a CACA and the other event, Chamber of Commerce.
No, I didn't go to Chamber of Commerce.
No, huh?
No.
Uh-huh. Just your husband.
Yeah, just those time. In those days, not much function. Once a long, maybe once a month or something like that, and I didn't go.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember your husband? Did he ever talk about the Navy very much?
Did he ever talk about them?
He's a cook, I know.
Oh, he was a cook in the
Yeah. He was joined the army.
Uh-huh.
And but the army, he said they say that he's too little.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Not heavy enough. So he joined the Navy.
Uh-huh.
See.
And then
and he's a cook in the Navy.
Did he ever mention his ship?
No, he didn't mention the ship. I don't know what the name of it. I don't know.
But he spent quite a few years in the Navy, huh?
I think he stayed during the war,
uh-huh.
During the wartime.
Uh-huh.
That was Second War. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Sure is. Those are very exciting pictures.
Did he talk more about what he did in the besides as a cook?
He
go to places and.
Did he tell you where he traveled in the Navy?
Why he didn't tell me too much. He only stayed a year, that's all.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, this is during the war time.
Uh-huh.
After the war started.
And then he went to Denver.
Yeah, and then he come out from the Army, Navy, and then go to Denver, and he went to school there in Denver.
Oh. Which school did he go?
Out of the Navy or inside the
after
Navy?
After Navy.
After Navy.
After yeah. Navy, he come out.
Uh-huh.
And then he stopped at Denver.
Uh-huh.
And he goes to Denver, U.S. The University of Denver.
Oh, University of Denver.
Denver. Uh-huh.
Oh. And then he came up to San Francisco to meet you, right?
Yeah. He told me that that year they have to go to French,
mm-hmm.
A group of them, but he chose to come up to San Francisco.
Oh, you mean go to a friend's?
Yes, to sightseeing or
oh, sightseeing,
or,
I
or,
see.
Or meeting or something like that. You know. Mm-hmm.
At that time, he was working in Denver.
Yeah, he was in Denver. He was having a vacation in the summertime.
But what did you did he do in Denver?
He was a cook in the restaurant.
Oh, he was a cook. I
in
see.
Denver,
yeah,
in Denver too.
I see. Yeah. What did you think about that? You have to marry him and go to Denver, so far away from San Francisco at that time.
No, I didn't think. I didn't think anything about that.
Uh-huh.
I know that he worked in the Denver, so. So I just married him, and then we.
And then you went to Denver with
him. Well, yeah, we take a 1 month honeymoon trip.
Uh-huh.
Back to East New York, Washington D.C.
You never seen New York then, or Washington.
It was first time.
First time for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh.
He must
nice
doing pretty well at that time.
No, no, I don't. We are very poor. We don't have. We only got $1,000 that time, but the money,
that's a
you know,
lot of money.
But that what's that? That's the depression.
Uh-huh.
Way down in 1929, mm-hmm. way down.
That's when you got married.
Well, yeah,
maybe, yeah.
During the depression, so we don't need too much money,
uh-huh.
and no airplane. You had to take a train.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
How was the train ride? Was it like the first time you ride on the train in the United States or?
Oh, for the long trip, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That time, yeah, you have to get up from San Francisco and get train and went to Boston.
Boston, that's a long ride.
Yeah. Yeah, Boston. Went to Boston and we had some friend in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
We go visit them and then. And we went to Washington, D.C. and coming back, stopped at Denver.
Uh-huh. And he started working again.
Yeah, started working for 2 years, and then we come out here,
uh-huh.
1931.
And you started to help him in the restaurant in Denver?
No, I don't. Oh. It's a partnership.
Ah, uh-huh.
So,
Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, Chinese restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Remember the name?
No. I don't remember the name of it.
Is it Denver Chinatown, though?
No. No, not in Chinatown.
Not in Chinatown.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's on the Curtis Street.
Oh.
It's near the American town.
Uh-huh. It was a good business at that time, or?
It was fair. I guess just they don't make too much those depression.
Mm-hmm. I know. Where did you live then, now, when? You were in Denver. Did you live close to the restaurant or in Chinatown?
No, you live in American apartment.
Uh-huh.
No, near Curtis Street.
Uh-huh.
Near the town.
I see. So did you sort of make a friend with the Chinese in over there?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Yeah. It's not very far from us. It's just one street in that Chinatown. That's all.
Oh,
it's a small town in those days. Now hardly any.
You remember the Chinatown though?
Yeah, we remember. This is called Lumber Street or something like that.
So it's a very small Chinatown.
Yeah, just one street.
One street.
Yeah, very small. Or just not more than not very many families there.
Mm-hmm.
They mostly do what? Laundries or?
Mostly
restaurant?
Restaurant. Laundry? I don't see any laundry.
In Chinatown?
Railroad?
Uh-huh.
They work on the railroad?
I don't think so. I don't.
It's a late, probably. Uh-huh.
Oh, probably some other place. I don't
know. Do they have
like
a gift shop like in San Francisco?
No.
Or they don't?
No.
So very
it's
few
very
Chinese
few family. Just
uh-huh.
Very few family. Hardly any.
Uh-huh. So what did what did you feel like living in a place that not so many Chinese, and were you thinking about going back to San Francisco or?
Oh well, that time I didn't think of it. We only stayed there for 2 years, and then my older boy. Born in Denver.
Oh, is that?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And when he was only 13 months old, we came back to California.
Uh-huh, I see.
So I don't think too much because time go fast.
Right.
You take care of the baby and like this and go.
Because you stay home most of the time.
Now this picture here is the big. This is the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, this is Chamber of Commerce.
And you were there too, right?
Yeah, we were there. We were here.
Yeah, I think I.
Right here.
That's right.
Yeah, right over there. And this is our friend in fairness. That's my husband.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my husband. My friend is me, and that's all the
men. You were the only Chinese member there, huh?
Yeah, he's the only one.
He was the only Chinese
member. Yeah, in fairness. That's in Denver.
Venice.
Yeah, that's a friend, and this is another friend. That looks like, is that a Chinese woman too?
No, they're all American.
They're all American. Yeah, your friend is American too.
Yeah, this friend is American.
Oh, okay.
How many years was he a member?
Until he would pass away.
Was he active in the Chamber of Commerce or?
No, not very. Not very active.
But he just participated in different kind of events.
You have to be an officer anytime?
No, I don't think so.
But this kind of event, you will go with him, huh?
Yes, something like that, go with him.
Yeah, you folks had a restaurant down here, huh? Is that right?
No.
Grocery store.
Grocery store?
Yeah, on the edge of the Fenned Boulevard.
Oh.
Half a block from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
There are many Chinese, no Chinese down here in those days, just you folks, huh?
In fairness, yeah, that's another one. Then a family
Chu?
And near the is named Chu.
Oh.
Jack Chu?
Jack Chu.
So they live in Venice too.
Yeah, they live in the Venice, not very far from us.
But they were Chinese in Santa Monica at that time though.
No, they live in the Venice though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, were they Chinese in Santa Monica? Do you know?
They have some Chinese in Santa Monica.
At that time?
But you didn't know them.
No, I don't know them. So I don't have time to go around. So most of the time I have to be in the store with him, you know.
Yes.
And it's just him and I run this, the whole family's grocery store.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You sell meat?
Yeah.
You sell everything, huh?
Yeah, it's we sell meat, and we sell groceries, sell vegetables.
Yeah.
It's a family, you know, small family.
How long did you have that grocery store until 19?
Well, we came up 1931 in June, and then we closed up, I think 1961.
Oh, I see. Toward the later part of the year,
later
the business
part,
probably
later
a little
part.
Bit better or a little bit worse.
Better.
And they're better.
When we come in at those days, we only take $20 a day.
Uh-huh.
Those way down depression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You stayed in the same location all those years?
Uh-huh.
Is the store still there or is no longer there?
No longer. I sold the lot and now somebody built an apartment there.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I don't recall a picture of the store. Did you used to have one?
So the store is on 33
North Venice Boulevard.
North Venice Boulevard.
Just half a block from ocean, from the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Most of the clientele are American people, Caucasian, huh? Yeah, customers.
Yeah, all of them are Caucasian.
Since there's no...
No Chinese.
So you only sell American groceries.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What's
the market's name?
Central Market.
Oh.
You see it up there?
Yeah.
That's your store?
Yeah.
Oh, name Central Markets? I see.
not the Central Market in Los Angeles.
I see.
I think somebody had the store.
Mm-hmm.
So we took over.
Uh-huh. It's quite big, though.
It's not too big. Not too big.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have many competitions? Any other people have grocery stores nearby, or
In those days?
Yeah.
Well, they have, they have wheat market, they have some big store, I have some grocery store around there.
Uh-huh. We have seen so many pictures here in the, while you were in Cameron House.
Yeah.
Yeah, and was that...
Gee, let me ask, do you remember where this is? I think I puzzled
over that. Oh, those are my husband's took it. I don't know what kind of...
You don't know that one?
He liked to pick, take pictures too, so he got a camera. So I don't know. That took it before, before we married.
Uh-huh,
so
I see.
I don't know.
So he was in Denver for many, many years then?
Yeah, for quite a while. I don't know how many years.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Was his family in Denver?
No, his family in China.
Oh, so he came over alone?
He came over.
This is another...
yes, a sailor.
Sailor, suits, uh-huh.
Is that him?
Yeah. Hmm. That's him. Sailor.
Slimmer, so I cannot really tell. It's really... So how many years were you staying in the Cameron House?
Because
you dated everything so nicely. You have all the...
Oh, those are my friend.
Uh-huh.
He passed away. All this grew up.
Uh-huh. You still remember them?
Yeah. And this is my French.
So, who took all these pictures?
I did. I used to have, those boxes.
Oh,
yeah, you like taking pictures too.
Yeah.
Don't
you? Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
For history, this album is
very
significant. You catch an error.
This is like Cameron Fonda.
In front of a Cameron building.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And this is in the backyard in 1920. So all these girls. Were you here?
No, I don't think I was there.
You're just taking a picture of others,
This is Cliff House. Land's End was what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Land's End, okay.
Let me see.
You have pictures there.
And those, the beach. They have, I don't know, to go out on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
This is you, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this, you said, is Angel Island? You went to Angel Island on the boat?
Yeah.
And did you go to Angel Island to visit them?
No, we have a picnic.
Uh-huh.
We went over there for a picnic.
I see. Quite often, or once in a while?
Once in a while. That's a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
It was, 1920.
Uh-huh. And this is also in Angel Island.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go and visit, did you ever visit any of the people who were there, the immigrants that were waiting?
No. No, we are not allowed to. We just go over there for picnic.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
Did you see many groups of people who did that, or was it just the Cameron House people who...
When we go to just the Cameron House, just a few of us, that's all.
Not all.
Like this one is...
Oh, this is a friend of mine, the back east.
Oh, I see. So they sent a picture to you.
This is Cliff House.
A Cliff House and then you...
No, this is Angel Island.
Island,
yeah,
and you went
there?
Yeah,
this a whole group.
I see.
Whole group of us go went there.
Uh-huh.
This is a whole group.
I see their children, too.
Yeah, they have children.
Uh-huh.
So this is the house.
And
this is the Cameron House.
Still there.
Still there, huh?
Still about the same.
Yes. And this is also your friend.
Yeah. I sit by the side of the one of the window. No,
oh,
that's
is
my
it you?
Friend.
Oh, your friend, yeah.
My friend.
Uh-huh,
she's gone.
Uh-huh. And this is also next to the building.
Mm.
So you take a picture of them sitting next to the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good.
This is very special because did you go to like a farm to pick the strawberry?
Pick prune.
Pick prunes.
Yeah, it's Los Gatos or or San Jose.
In 1919.
Yeah.
So all the girls went down there
just
and
picked it. Just a group
mm-hmm.
from the home.
Mm-hmm. So will you go there and get paid by picking the prune or?
Yeah, we get paid by picking the prune and pick up from the shake of the tree, the poop down, mm-hmm. and you have the soup down, pick it up, put it back, put it in a bucket, and then put a bucket, and then put it in a tray. They have to dry them.
Uh-huh.
There's a dry pool.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's how you.
I see.
Did you do that for Chinese farmers or?
No, it's a Caucasian.
Oh.
So did you have to do this almost every year or during the seasons? Or?
Just during the season, mm-hmm. summertime.
Summertime.
Yeah, every summer?
Every summer?
No, not all the summer. We just went there for two, three, 4 years.
Two,
like
three,
that.
4 years. Mm-hmm. And did you get the money yourself? Or
yeah, we get it ourselves.
Oh.
Well, you girls had fun, though. I think
yeah, we got fun and then sip outside and cook outside.
Yeah.
Oh, do you go back every day to your camera house and the next day go there again? Or
no,
you stay down there?
Stay down there. The one that teaches watch over us.
Uh huh.
To take care of us.
Uh huh.
Was maybe the farmer a church member and so he let the Cameron House people come or something like that?
I'm probably so, I don't know.
You uh-huh. never met him?
We met them, but I guess they know that. Cameron House, you know, and
you know,
so
Miss Cameron, Mrs.
Yeah,
Cameron,
you know, Cameron House,
fine they, reputation.
Mm-hmm, so, puppies give us a good time and just will pick for the season.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
This is also
say farewell picnic of Mrs.
Higgins.
Yeah, the
Angel Island.
Mm-hmm, Angel Island.
1917.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is Mrs. Higgins?
Mrs. Higgins,
one of the teacher? Or?
Yeah, one of the teacher. That's it. This is the mother. Her mother.
Oh, mother of Mrs. Higgins?
Miss Higgins.
Uh huh. Oh.
Miss Higgins. She never married her, but this is the
Miss
mother.
Higgins
oh,
is
I
the
see.
Teacher, but this is her mother.
Uh-huh.
I see. So, Mrs. Higgins sort of come and visit you, and then you guys give
No, she stay in the home and take care of us.
Oh, I see. She left.
She's the home. She's in the home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That Miss Cameron.
Uh-huh.
She's the main person.
Taking care of the.
And then
house.
She's taking care of us too.
Uh-huh.
And the Cameron supervisor.
She must be very strong in the church too, huh? The Presbyterian church.
Yeah.
She's probably a strong member there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miss Cameron, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Miss Hagen.
Yeah.
All those are my friends.
Uh-huh. Are you here?
Yeah.
Say.
All those
which
are my
one,
friends.
Which one is you? You took the picture.
I think this one is
you. Oh, this one is you. I see.
This is
so 1917.
Yeah.
Vacation at what?
Mayor Witnesses.
Kent. The Camp Meeker?
Army camp, huh?
Is it no? It's a little camp that we go over there for vacation.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, we just
vacation at Camp
Meeker.
1917.
Yeah.
So
this is at the Ocean Beach.
Beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You still look.
And this Caucasian lady who is dancing is.
This is the girl that when I went to go to. Junior high in Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
I stayed with the family, and she has the girl. She's a dancer.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I see. This was the Willard School. Right?
Yeah, I went to Willard School in Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. She school with that too.
Did you stay
in their house?
In
their house, you know, and to cook with them, and just a school job, something like
so
that.
So that you go to school after school, you help them in the house.
Uh-huh.
Housework, cook,
mm-hmm.
and.
Yeah.
Did you get pretty good pay at that time?
No. $12 a month.
$12 a month, but then they give you that room.
Yeah, room and board.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and did you have to do a lot of work, though?
No.
Just cook and the ironing?
No, I don't. No, I don't do too much. Machine that time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do wash, you know, a little bit washing. No, I don't do iron.
Uh-huh.
I do the cooking.
Uh-huh. How about
just
cleaning the house?
Yeah, do
uh-huh.
cleaning the house.
That's pretty
yeah.
nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty unique. Another friend?
Yeah, that's friend.
It's on the
motorcycle.
Cycle.
She really ride the motorcycle?
Oh,
I guess she did.
Uh-huh.
She's a back east.
Oh.
I wasn't with her then.
Uh-huh.
She came out from East.
Uh-huh.
Her husband got the restaurant.
Oh.
I see.
Back East.
New York?
No, it's from Vermont or something like that, back East Vermont.
All the way up there.
And this is taken.
Yeah, this is a prune. We pick prune.
Oh, pick prune, and this is a car that you push there and get dry. Ah, I see. Ah. So it's.
This is lady same as the motorcycle.
Oh, I see. From the East Coast, and so.
And this is just San Francisco Bay, or the ship?
No, I think this one of the ship. Well. Went to I go to Angel Island and I took the picture.
Oh.
I saw the boat, so I took
to
the picture.
Yeah.
Ah,
okay. Oh, I knew what I was going to ask. Who are these ladies here? Are they
in 1920
of the
you
these,
had three
Caucasian.
Oh, this is Miss Cameron.
It's Miss Cameron.
Miss
this is Miss Waghorn and this is Miss Higgins.
Oh.
Miss Higgins on the right.
Higgins
Eichhorn,
on
is
the
it?
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
This is Miss Waghorn.
Waghorn.
Another lady that that take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a very good picture. I guess you took that picture.
I think I take.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that picture is. It must be.
Looks like maybe
must
Angel
be,
Island or
yeah,
on the
must
ferry
be,
or something.
Yeah, I think it must be Angel Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I came to
box camera.
Little box camera. They don't have to have that fancy like that.
Yeah.
Let's see, that says Mount Hermon.
Oh, yeah, Mount Hermon. That little place we went for vacation.
Uh-huh.
Where is that, Mount Hermon?
It's near San Francisco.
Oh.
It's not very far, I know.
Uh-huh. See, this is off.
Those are my friends.
Friends, children, babies. This is a. The parade
was
like a double 10,
October 10, 1920.
And did you take a picture of these?
Oh,
or
you
were
here.
Yeah.
I can see
you were here,
you.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's here.
Yeah.
So you marched.
You marched?
Yeah.
Did you march all the time? I mean, every year that they have, when they have parade?
Just when they have parade, and I don't think they have all every year.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Special
this
year.
This is another one, same as that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you took these pictures? No, somebody took the pictures.
Yeah, those are my friends.
Oh, your
friends. That had the motorcycle.
Uh-huh. And this is also Angel Island, and then.
Yeah, there's a few.
You took the picture of
I took all these pictures.
This is a good one.
This is Angel Island, that's a building.
Uh-huh.
That's where they kept the immigrants, I think.
They kept the office, and
the
I don't
offices,
know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you were not supposed to go there and visit?
But when you went over on the ship to go to the picnic, you have to land here on the same dock that they land at.
And then we went to a picnic back up in here.
Back
somewhere.
Of the building.
Yeah, back
I
of
see.
The building, not inside.
I see. That's good pictures. And these are all friends.
Oh, those are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Are these all at Cameron House?
Uh-huh.
These girls?
Yeah, all the girls from the Cameron House.
Did your sister?
Do you keep any touch with any of these girls? Are they, do you still hear from them?
Oh, most of them passed away.
Oh.
They passed away, all of them. All of them passed away. Some of them, they get married, go someplace back east, and I don't know where they get lost.
Mm-hmm.
Here it looks like a group of nurses.
They're playing nurses.
They're playing nurses?
Just playing.
Playing.
Are they getting, or is there training here or
something?
No, they're learning just first aid or anything?
Yeah,
like
something
that?
Like that.
Oh. Boy, they look so professional. I have a picture of that.
We've got a lot of picnics.
This is out back,
Here in
In where?
Venice?
In Cameron
no,
House?
In the Cameron House.
Oh, Cameron House. Back
yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh,
1918.
And this is the park near the, this is the beach.
Uh-huh.
So, but this is.
This gives me a lot of nostalgia because that's Playland. And it's all gone now.
It's the park. It's just
yeah.
Do you have to work in the Cameron House, like when you in summer you go to pick prunes and inside the Cameron, do you have to sew or they teach you how to sew.
Yeah,
well, and,
yeah.
Do you do a lot of work as a work, working rather than learning?
Oh, because we have like classes in there too, school classes. And then we have Chinese classes, Chinese school.
So it keeps you pretty busy every day. You have classes.
Oh yeah, we have the English class from 9 to 3. And after 3, we have a Chinese class from 3 to 5.
See? I see.
Inside the
in the building. Yeah, we have a
you
big
have a Chinese
room.
Teacher coming in.
Yeah, we have a Chinese lady. She stayed there.
Oh, I see.